Hey, come on in. Take a seat. So, how have you been? Everything okay? You look a bit nervous. I get it. Yeah, your new boss calls you into her office first thing on Monday morning. I mean, that can't be good, right? Well, you can relax, young man. Got nothing to worry about. Oh, we'll get to the formalities in a moment. Don't worry. Yeah, first tell me, how was your weekend? I thought you weren't coming today. Weren't you planning to go out of town with that, girl you've been dating? Oh, it was canceled? Why, what happened? And is everything okay with you two? An argument? Well, I'm sorry. I had no idea things weren't going that well. But, I'm sure you guys will figure it out, right? Oh, no. It's already over? You poor thing. I'm really sorry to hear that. Really? You're okay? Well, I'm glad you're taking it so well. I just called you in to discuss the results of your performance review. But we can do this sometime later, I mean, if you want. You're fine with it? Okay, I'm glad because your results certainly look promising. I think I might be able to cheer you up. But before I get all formal with you, I just wanted to take a moment to personally thank you. Yeah, ever since I was assigned to your team a couple months ago, I have always counted on you. Seriously, you are indispensable to this team, and I really appreciate you for being here. Even before I joined, I had only heard great things about you from your previous manager. And I'm glad to say that so far, you have definitely lived up to your name. Oh, yes, absolutely. You deserve all the praise, young man. You're my star. I did my best to put in a good word for you in your performance review. Yeah, I can tell that it really made a difference. And to reward you for your exceptional performance, I'm very pleased to offer you a promotion. So congratulations. That's right. We're promoting you to the position of senior associate. Oh, it's my pleasure. Please don't feel a need to thank me. You are the most deserving candidate by far. Yeah, and you should be really proud of yourself. Normally it takes a couple more years of experience to get here, but I really hope this makes you feel better. And I'm so glad to hear that. So glad. But I think I can make it even better. Would you like to know about your first, about your perks? Let's see what we have here. Okay, so obviously you'll be getting a pretty generous raise and a large bonus as well. And to further bump up your compensation, I was able to get you some company stocks as well. But they would have a 3-year vesting period, of course. So you better not leave me before then, okay? You'll find the exact detail in the official letter that I'll share with you soon. We'll also upgrade your health insurance plan and offer you more vacation days as well. Sounds pretty nice, right? Of course, you'll be expected to take on more responsibilities too. Yes, I want you to be my second in command, pretty much. But do you think you'll be up for it? Great. I never expected any other answer from you. I'm glad. Oh, and there is one more thing. I know that you work best when you don't have any distractions, which is why I'd like to offer you a new office too. All to yourself. Oh, what can I say? I guess I just really wanted to show you that I really appreciate you. Would you like to see? Yeah, let's go check it out. Come with me. It's the last one down here, the one in the right corner. Yeah, I know. It's a bit isolated from the rest of the office. I figured you'd like that. Well, I'm glad you do. Yeah. Here. Behold your new office. So, what do you think? Yeah, it's pretty neat. I knew you'd like it. The window overlooks the back street, so traffic shouldn't be an issue. Oh, and if you need any extra furniture, feel free to let me know. You'll be able to get so much work done in here, I'm sure, with nobody to disturb you. It's so quiet and secluded. I'm almost tempted to use this as my second office. You certainly won't mind that, would you? If I come down here to catch a break from all the noise? And to keep you company, of course, in case you feel lonely. Yeah, I bet you wouldn't mind that at all, huh? You know, it's inspiring all sorts of ideas in my mind. And I think we might just be able to get away with it. I mean that. It's still pretty early on a Monday morning. I don't think anyone will come down here right now. And I was just looking at this table. There's nothing on it right now. It's just sitting there, waiting to be used. Once you move all your stuff in, it would be a bit inconvenient to make proper use of it, don't you think? Oh, please, no need to act so innocent with me. Come on. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I know that you find me really attractive. You don't think I've noticed? The little glances at my chest? When you think I'm not looking, you're much more subtle than the other guys, I'll give you that. But I'm an experienced woman, sweetheart, and nothing escapes my eye. And by the way, I can also tell that you feel a little guilty about it because of that girl you'd been seeing. I mean, she was a sweet girl and everything, but I know that you've been craving the affection of an assertive and confident woman. A woman in power who knows what she wants. Trust me, it's perfectly normal to feel attracted to someone else. Especially when that someone else is me. You haven't done anything wrong. And now you've broken it off with her, so don't worry about it. Besides, I wanted you to look at my chest. Sometimes right before calling you into my office, I may have opened another button on my blouse just so you can get a better look. Hope you enjoyed the special view. Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. Good boy. I've also caught you staring at my lips, you know. When I'm wearing that sexy matte lipstick. Wondering how good they would taste in your mouth. Well, lucky for you, you're just my favorite kind of guy. Smart. And confident, who just knows how to get things done for me. So don't worry, you will get to taste my lips eventually. Oh, I just love to see that little twitch in your pants. But first, be a good boy for me and make me come. Yeah, how about I just, sit on top of this table lift up my skirt and spread my legs open. Yeah, you like where this is going, don't you? Come on then, get down on your knees and take off my panties. Oh, no, no, no. Who said you could use your hands, honey? Use your mouth. Yes, that's right. Such a good boy. Just like that. Good. How's the view from down there? Oh, grabbing my thighs. Yes, good boy. Let me just wrap my legs around you. And I want you to eat my pretty pussy like you've been starving for it. And you have been starving for it, right? Oh, poor boy. You're salivating. Go ahead then. Taste it. Yeah, just like that. Fuck, your tongue feels really good. Yeah, lick me up. Yes, keep going. You're doing so well. You know what would be funny? Someone from HR walks in on us right now. A male subordinate performing incredible oral sex on an attractive female superior. Do you think they would consider this a conflict of interest? I might be able to convince them that this is for the benefit of the company. Of course it is. if I don't keep my best performing employee satisfied, how can I expect him to keep delivering the results? Oh god, I feel so fucking good. Yes, bury your tongue deep inside me. Yeah, just like that. Yes, fuck me with your tongue. Oh, damn. Eat pussy like a fucking pro. Oh, you're making me feel so good. Yeah, suck on my clit. Just like that. Feel. Fuck, you really are going to make me come. Yes, keep going. I'm almost there. Oh god. I'm gonna come all over your tongue. Yes. Yes, I'm coming. Fuck. It feels so fucking good. Fuck, stop. Fuck, I'm dripping all over your mouth. Yes. Don't miss a single fucking drop. I want you to taste it. Oh god. Yes, lick my pussy. Try. Ah, bet that tastes so good, huh? Come here, share it with me. Yeah. Keep your fucking tongue in my mouth. So delicious. Suck my tongue. Feels so good. good boy for me. let me unbutton this blouse for you. Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, do you like my tits? Of course you do. Here, give me your hands. Let me guide you. Oh, yeah, feel them. Oh, so soft and smooth. Rub your fingers over my nipples. Yeah, just like that. They're turning so fucking hard for you. I want you to take them in your mouth. Oh God. Oh, that feels way too good. Don't stop. Yeah, suck on them. Oh, fuck, you're making them so nice and wet. Bite them. Nice and soft. Yes, just like that. You really like my tits, don't you? Here, let me squeeze them over your face. Yeah, you like that? Such a good boy. Come here and kiss me. Oh God, you're poking me so hard. It's time to show your cock some love too. You've earned it. Let me take off these pants for you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go. Oh, I love that cock. So hard and wet. That pre-cum looks delicious. Let me taste it. So fucking good. Oh, do you like that? When I run my tongue along the length of your shaft. How about when I trace the rim of your head with my tongue? Oh, yeah, I know that feels really good. But don't be too loud. You don't want anyone overhearing you, do you? Want me to suck you off? Yeah, why wouldn't you? I have one condition, though. Don't you dare come till I tell you to, okay? Such a good boy. I bet you've got a huge load for me. And those swollen balls, let me suck them too. Fuck, you're throbbing. I can tell you're almost there. Would you like to come inside my hot mouth, honey? Oops. I guess you don't get to come in my mouth. No, I do want to taste your delicious cum, but I just thought another idea. Once I'm back in my office, I want to feel your cum leaking through my pussy. So I can run my fingers over it, and lick them clean. Yes, I want you to come inside my hot, wet pussy. So let me just, get back up on this table. Ah, there we go. Come here. Let me wrap my legs around you. Yeah, that's better. Oh. Just gonna grab your cock. Mm-hmm. And slide it into my pussy. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck, that feels amazing, yeah. Yeah, thrust deep into me, just like that. Oh, your cock feels so good inside me. Come here, kiss me. Yeah, yes, keep going, don't stop, baby, come on. Yeah, fuck me nice and hard. Oh, show me how much you've wanted to come inside my wet pussy. Oh, you've been a very good boy for me. Yeah, you deserve a reward. Mm-hmm. When I tell you to, you just shoot that comb deep inside me, okay? Yeah, I want you to make a nice thick cream pie inside my pussy. Fuck yeah. Harder, please, harder. Fuck. Oh, God. Yeah, go ahead, come now. Fill me up with your sexy comb. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, I can feel it inside me. Yes, come as much as you want, honey, you deserve it. Oh, make a huge fucking mess inside me. Oh, fuck, you're filling me up so good. Kiss me. Fuck, you came so much. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I did too. Oh, it's pretty quick for me. Oh, yeah, it will leak out of my pussy for the rest of the day. I can't wait to taste it in my office later. I'll even text you, to let you know how good it is. Yeah, this was fun. I just hope no one heard us. Let's make this a weekly thing. Every Monday morning, right here in your office. It's the best way to make sure you have a productive week, isn't it? Just keep up the great work, and I'll make sure to take care of you, okay? Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see you at my place, too. Yeah, maybe we can take this later. Well, listener, I wanted to take it easy on you and be soft and dumb for you. I hope you enjoy this office romance audio. And let me know if you have any requests for me for next week's audios. I'd love to feed in your fantasies. Should I do more rapey stuff? Or more soft stuff? Or maybe a ramble? Let me know in the comments. Alright, have a lovely one, my kids.